Hey everybody, thanks for downloading the show. This show was recorded on Sunday, November 4th, in the basement of the Whistler, a wonderful bar and venue in Chicago, Illinois. It's Esmeralda and I talking about RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 1, Episode 2. If you've never seen the show, this is sort of an introduction to the show. It's essentially Part 2, the first one to do with Adam. Thank you so much for downloading. If you've never heard of the show before, watch it. It's on Logo. It's fantastic. You can watch it online as well. Tonight, Monday, November 5th, I will be at the Looking Glass Lounge hosting 8x8. Friday, I'll be at the Wonderland Ballroom hosting You, Me, Them, Everybody in tomorrow's Election Day. And that's exciting. It's America. All right, anyways, here's the show. Thank you so much for downloading, and hope you have a pleasant to moderate day. It's sunny in D.C. It's nice in D.C. So have a sunny day, I guess. I don't know. Here's the show.
Esmeralda and I are going to talk about Episode 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Edition. I've been talking about Drag Race on the show forever. Forever being 2 years or so since I started following, and you never really understood why I like the show very much because you had never seen the show.
No, I have watched it every
you've
time.
You've seen it, okay.
You just don't ask me.
I don't. So you've seen the show.
Are you kidding me? I love that show, but you've never asked, so I don't say.
I
anything.
Have very strong opinions over the show. Like
you have very strong opinions.
I do. It all started with season two and Raven and Tyra, and I didn't think Tyra deserved to win. I think Raven should have won. Raven's now one of the All-Stars.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Pandora Box.
No, Pandora Box was one of the All-Stars. That was the same season as Raven. She was eliminated a little bit early, in my perspective.
They did that whole... Let's do. Let's talk.
We're talking about All Stars now, and All Stars RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars is a little bit different from the normal format of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Just a touch.
Enough to make it a very short season, because there are teams, there are duos instead of individual players. Therefore, when they have an elimination, instead of one person going home, it is two people going home, which
that
makes the season short, which kind of sucks. But I understand why they're doing it this way.
But it's got a lot of people.
It had a lot of people. We're already two episodes in and four people are already gone.
Well, you know, my thought is some of those people I don't think could honestly hold their own.
Well, let's go through the list really quick before we continue. We'll start at the top. We'll start with Alexis Mateo. Alexis Mateo is, I think, on season... Yeah, she was on season four? Or third? Season three? Scroll over for a second. She's in season three. Alexis Mateo, a very likable character. What do you think of Alexis Mateo? Alexis Mateo is still in the race.
Very pretty. It's that whole language barrier, and she doesn't understand jokes.
Alexis Mateo has been counted out so many times and never seems to go home. She always seems to pull it out.
Because she's so pretty.
That doesn't matter. Pretty
no.
doesn't always
Oh,
matter.
Are you kidding me?
Nope,
there
it
has
doesn't.
Been so many times where they're like, but they're so pretty.
No. Alexis Mateo is very likable. She's a likable personality. And that's what really saves her a lot of the times. Our next person is Chad Michaels. Chad Michaels is one of the older queens of the season. She was in season four.
Which, am I the only one? We have a friend.
We have a friend.
Named Matt LaPorte.
We have a friend named Matt LaPorte. I understand where you're going with this. I think Matt LaPorte looks more like Raven.
Oh,
Chad
are you kidding me? He totally looks like...
Way too inside baseball.
I know, but it's
so
funny.
Chad Michaels, what do you think? I think I like Chad a lot.
No, I love... He's the seasoned vet.
I like Chad a lot more in season four when he was an individual contestant. Now, when he's on his team, I think he's a little too confident. He's not as likable. The reason why we like Chad is because he was a coach. He was more of a father figure to a lot of people. And now, it's just way too confident. Doesn't take criticism the same way. I'm not a big fan of Chad anymore. I think Chad's losing some of the things that made him slash her a very compelling drag queen.
But Chad is gorgeous.
Chad,
even though we all know he's had cheek work done.
Oh, he talks about it. He's had surgery to look like Cher.
But goddamn.
All right.
That's
moving
but
on.
But he's gorgeous. He's Jujubee. Gorgeous. I love Jujubee.
Everyone loves Jujubee. Jujubee
love
is awesome.
I love Jujubee.
Moving on. Latrice Royale.
I like her and I don't like her.
I love Latrice Royale. I think Latrice Royale wins this.
I
already talked about this last episode. I thought she was out in last season. Like, I was convinced that she'd be one of the first people home. She was one of the last people in. She won Miss
Congeniality. Well, she was fourth.
She was still fourth, but I thought she'd be out from episode two. She was not nearly as seasoned, has a criminal history. Very, very likable. Everyone likes Latrice Royale. Very just fun to watch. Like, she's a perfect type of personality. You just lock the phone that you're using.
I know. You didn't have to say anything.
You got
to
do a thing on the phone. Do you know what to do? There you go.
There
okay,
we
moving
did
on.
It.
Manila Luzon.
I love Manila Luzon because you don't like the what's the offshoot? The drag school.
Drag U.
I love Drag
I'm
You.
Not a big Drag
Manila
fan.
Luzon was on there, and every time I loved her. So I, it kind of like she grew
that makes
on
sense.
Me,
that
and
makes
I
sense.
Love her. And when she's a boy, I love her hairdo.
Do you think Manila Luzon has any chance of winning this?
I think so. She's gorgeous.
Okay.
She's gorgeous. She's funny. I think it's going to be a Jujubee Manila Luzon thing.
I don't think so. I disagree completely. Moving on, Raven.
I like Raven.
Raven should have won
Raven's
season
good.
Two.
Raven's okay.
Raven is way better than Tyra. Tyra season two.
Well, she's got that deep voice.
I love Raven.
Kidding,
I love
man.
Raven's voice. I love her confidence.
No. I mean Tyra's voice.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
She was like
Raven
a man
also has a very low voice. For this episode, the episode that we just watched, it was a comedy episode. So they had Vicki Lawrence reprising her role of Mama from Mama's Family.
Yes.
And they did a little a skit with her, mm-hmm. and they all had to be in character. And Raven chose Bea Arthur because
not
she
can, a good choice.
Not a good choice, but she could do the voice, and she did okay.
It was okay.
It was okay.
She needed to be a little sassier.
Okay, Chanel.
Chanel, yeah, she did Lucy.
Whatever.
It's like, ugh.
I understand why Chanel's very important. I'm not a big Chanel fan.
Yeah, neither am I.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Chanel. I'm sure you're a very nice person. Yara Sofia.
Yara Sofia. Oh, my God.
Don't count Yara
no,
Sofia
they're
out.
Gorgeous. But
Yara
I feel
Sofia
like...
pulls it out every single time.
No, but I feel like they do it just out of accident.
That she succeeds out of accident?
Yeah.
No, I disagree.
Because wasn't she... She was,
She did Charo.
She did Charo?
She did Charo.
Okay. All she had to do was coochie-coochie, and everyone's like, oh my god, you're totally Charo.
But she
it's like, yeah,
the energy,
that's all Charo
she
does.
The wacky, but then that's just a good pick. That's like blaming someone for doing the thing that they know they're good at, instead of trying new things. No, do the thing you're good at. You're here, you're an all-star. Do what made you an all-star in the first place. That makes sense to me. Moving on, we are now with our
Brown Flowers.
Our Brown Flowers team. Nina Flowers. Nina Flowers is gone.
You know what? I love her.
Really?
But
okay.
She's not a very strong competitor.
No, not at all. Had no chance of winning this thing.
I am amazed that she was on the All-Stars.
I don't understand it at all. Her partner, Tammy Brown.
Oh, are you kidding me? The fact that they were... Well, Tammy Brown is just a mess.
Do you like Tammy Brown?
I love
Tammy. Love Tammy Brown.
I love her, but she's a mess. She shouldn't be on that show.
She's the perfect person for that show.
Just let her be herself
now,
somewhere
else. Tammy
Brown not on that
might
show,
get
though.
Her own show. She is
no,
amazing.
That would be great. But she is not to compete. Do you remember? Okay, so when she was kicked off the last, the proper Drag Race,
yes.
they had a song for her. She's like, I didn't even practice the words because I don't do this. So I'm just going to do what I do. And she was just like being all silly and weird. And
yep.
It's like, oh, Tammy Brown.
Tammy Brown is perfect as a character on television. I want to know
but
Tammy
not,
Brown as a performer
but
and a
not
person.
Competing on Drag Race.
For listeners of the show, Tammy Brown is not that much different than the Putterboss sisters as performers.
No, because I feel like the Putterboss would totally do whatever needs to be done.
You know
the
Putterboss as people, though. That's the difference. A lot
no,
of,
but I know. I think professionally, if something comes
yes,
up like a challenge,
it.
They
but
would.
But in terms of like weirdness that not everyone understands, that is just brilliant and captivating.
No, but my problem
Tammy
with
Brown
Tammy, my problem with Tammy is that she doesn't adhere to what's going on. She just does what she does, and that bothers me. It's like you can't do that. You have
it.
To
absolutely.
You have to. Try in your own way,
yes.
Your own spirit.
Absolutely.
Do whatever
absolutely.
The challenge is.
Absolutely. Completely agree.
And she did not do that with the...
I knew she'd be gone almost instantly. I don't care. I'm glad that they brought her back for All-Stars because she's a captivating figure.
She's got them funny faces.
She's perfect. She never stopped mugging. Even when she got kicked off,
well,
didn't
yeah,
because
it's like butter.
Didn't... She completely knew she was going to get kicked off. Didn't care. Did not care in the least. She shouldn't have been there, but
by
I'm
the
glad
way,
she
31.
Was. Yeah.
31 years old.
Yeah, most of these queens range from 29 to 40. The 28 is the youngest with Jujubee.
Latrice is 39.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Chad's the old.
Well, Chad's 41, but, you know, all that stretching and things.
Speaking of older, Pandora Box, the late great Pandora Box. Pandora Box was eliminated in the first
gorgeous,
episode. We've already
though.
Talked about Pandora Box in the last
gorgeous.
Episode, and we already talked about Mimi on first, who everyone agrees should not have been there.
Exact. No, that was the, you know, no one else wants to do it, so let's get Mimi on first.
Yes. Okay, so now we ran through every single queen. Do you like this incarnation of Drag Race?
Yes. Are you kidding me? I love seeing people I've already seen.
Is it as good
seen.
As the regular Drag Race? Is it better?
Well, no, it's not. It's not better than the regular because the regular brings in new faces.
Yes, that's true. And the regular seems to, you get to know these people more. Like, there are weeks, there's like 1 or 2 weeks where no one's kicked off. Sometimes they don't do that. They'll bring people back. The challenges seem more in-depth. These challenges, this whole series thus far, all two episodes in, seems like it was kind of rushed together.
Oh, well, yeah, but it's also a fact of, hey, it's all your favorite people.
Yes.
That's really what is keeping you there.
And
it's
I
the regular
completely,
people.
I completely agree. But this is sort of, like, I know you're not a sports fan, this kind of is like watching the All-Star game.
Yeah.
It's
no,
cool.
No, no, no. I mean, I don't know that much about sports, but I can see it.
It's cool, but you're not really rooting for your team in the same way. These people are all very talented people, but you know at the end of the day, they're going to be fine. You're not really worried about their careers. Because
no, that's true, but you still want to see them on TV.
You do want to see them on TV. Now, who do you want to win, and who do you think will win?
Oh, balls.
Well, they all have balls. That's a very important part.
You know what? I honestly, I love Manila Luzon.
Okay.
And I love Jujubee.
Okay.
Those are my two front runners.
I do like both of those people. Who do you think... No, I actually don't.
I love Manila
Jujubee.
Luzon.
Who do you think will win?
Oh, balls.
Balls again will definitely
win. That's very hard because they all... They're all stars.
We both knew Tammy Brown would not win. We both knew Mimi on first
You know,
would not
I honestly
win.
Was hoping that Raven...
You think Raven's going to take it? I think out of all the queens that were in the first four seasons,
like I feel like
Raven
Chanel
should have won.
Chanel and Chad Michaels,
they're not
Chad,
gonna are they're
gonna
not they're, taking
no
criticism.
No. They're gonna totally ruin it for
Why?
Themselves
because they're too confident. Or,
yes.
Yeah, that's
they're gonna
insane.
Do something where they're gonna fuck up, so they're out.
And who else?
Manila Luzon, I love them.
But who do you think's
but
going
you know
to
they're
win?
Not gonna win. Latrice.
I think Latrice is going to win.
Honestly, I'm confused by why Latrice was in the top.
Like?
The top five.
Ever?
Yeah. I honestly don't think she's that strong of a performer.
She's likable.
She's very a one note.
She's likable. Number one. That's important. Number two.
I think she's very one note.
Number two, she's great with criticism. And that's a
is
big,
she really?
Very much so. Absolutely. She tried so much harder than any other performer out there.
I feel like Raven.
I think Raven before.
Raven rocks my socks every time I see her.
Before the series starts, I go Raven is the winner. Once you see everybody, and now it's a duo thing, that I think because it's a duo thing, I think Latrice Royale is going to win.
Yeah, but I'm assuming at one point the duos are going to be against
obviously,
each other.
They're not going to have a tag team
well,
victory.
Yeah.
But I don't think Latrice will backstab
this is,
anybody.
This is no...
It's not Survivor.
No, well, I was going to say that movie with the... What's it? Katniss.
Katniss.
You know, that
no.
young adult.
Keep going. Bring It On? No. Dropped It Gorgeous?
I love... You're in the 90s.
Yeah.
That's 90s going to the further, the 2000s.
Oh, to more recent movie. And this is about drag queens?
Yeah, nope, not at all.
What's it about?
Why am I...
I don't know. Keep going.
I love
Let's
that
figure this
I
out.
Said that, and you're going into the 90s. The children are forced to
keep going.
Kill each other.
Oh, Lord of the Flies?
Nope.
The book Lord of the Flies?
Nope. You obviously do not watch TV.
It's a TV show,
nope,
or is it?
It's a movie.
It's a movie and show. Oh, The Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very Hunger Games.
This is very Hunger
honestly,
Games.
I honestly,
oh my!
I love that you go 90s though. This
well,
is
that's what
your
you've
point
seen.
Of reference.
Oh, that's our both of our points of reference.
No,
we're
I
29.
Said Katniss, and then you go.
Katniss?
Yeah, that's her name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow, you don't watch.
I don't. I've never seen the Hunger Games. I don't plan on seeing the Hunger Games. Nothing against the Hunger Games. I'm not their target demo. I am the target demo for RuPaul's Drag Race, though. A big fan. This is great. I'm a big, big hockey fan. There's no hockey this year. It's nice to see RuPaul's... Hey, sir, do you like RuPaul's Drag Race?
I haven't seen it.
All right, you should watch. It's on LogoTV.com.
LogoTV.com.
You watch them all for free.
Oh, nice.
They're fantastic.
Cool.
I want Jujubee, Manila Luzon, or Raven to win.
Okay, so that's great, because you want the three people...
You know what? I want that in the top three. If
you
can
want
be top three
totally different people than I want it to win. This is perfect.
All right, so who's yours?
My first pick of who I wanted to win was Pandora Box.
Mm-hmm.
My second pick is Latrice Royale.
Okay.
And my third pick was Tammy Brown. Obviously,
right.
Two of my
so
three picks
So you should
are,
probably pick two other new
no,
ones.
No, I'm sticking with my pick. I think Latrice...
Two of them are gone.
I understand that. I say Latrice Royale still takes this thing home.
Okay. Even though in this episode she wanted to be Oprah
yes.
and started yelling about butter.
Yes. That's okay.
When everyone knows Oprah is on a goddamn diet all the time.
This is week to week.
Nope. I don't like
I don't
it.
They don't they're not gonna talk about that ever again. This is all week to week. So, who Who do you think is going to win? One person.
I go Manila Luzon.
You go Manila. All right, that's fair. When you talk to people about Drag Race, do you try to turn them on to it? Do you just dismiss them because they don't watch the show? How can we possibly turn more people onto this glorious show? It's a hard...
I don't really talk to people about it.
We need to talk about this more than any
other
show.
We should, you know what? It's oh...
Does your boyfriend watch it?
Yeah, well, he watches it.
John watches
when,
it with you?
It's on, if it's on.
Does he like it? Does he get into it?
Yeah, you know, I'll the last Drag Race. He hasn't been watching this one.
He watched season four of Drag Race with Sharon Needles.
Yes, and we would do thing. We would, you know, he would talk about it.
Yes.
And he would, but, you know, he does that with anything. I watched Project Runway, and he would watch that, and he'd get the opinions going.
Okay, that makes sense.
But no, I don't think he had a favorite.
Okay.
But he did have a couple opinions.
I got favorites.
But you know what? It's fun. They're sassy.
They're sassy. It's a positive message. I want to get that across to people.
Exactly.
It's very, very positive. It's obviously not homophobic. It's not sexist in any way. Everything about this show is positive and fun, and most importantly, entertaining.
And what I want to say is if Jesus is a biscuit, yeah, let him sop you up.
That's where you're taking it from.
That's the theme of, I feel, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, RuPaul has a few catchphrases. I always talk about the catchphrases.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the catchphrases?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Let's go through them.
Well, wait. What?
When we're in the workroom, what do we say?
Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up. That's just a good life lesson. Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
Right before you're going to go on stage, right before the actual drag race, what does RuPaul say? Gentlemen, start your... Remember this?
No, what?
Gentlemen, start your engines and may the best woman win.
Oh, no, it's women's.
Now it's women's, which is not nearly as catchy. That's a beautiful
And I'm wondering, is she going to keep trying to, fix it?
No, it's going to be this. Sooner or later, I think the top four will be individuals again.
No, but I mean that catchphrase.
No, this
the next drag race, is she going to do another thing?
No,
she'll just keep it.
She'll keep it. She'll keep it. And then finally... Well, there's the acronym. You need four things to be...
Well, no, there's an extra.
There's an extra one, which is completely dumb, and it's not
nearly...
Synergy. Synergy. It's cunning, uniqueness, nerve, talent, and synergy, which is stupid, but whatever. And finally, the thing which he closes every episode with, probably the most important thing
I say every time.
From RuPaul's Drag Race.
Do you say it every time?
With her?
Yeah.
No, I do not say it with her every
time,
but I need to. I will start saying this with RuPaul every time. What is the catchphrase?
I say it every time.
What is it?
It's like, I've had a few.
We've all had a few. This is after the show. We just did a show at the Whistler. We're in the basement of the Whistler right now.
This is the
storage room of the Whistler?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lights and stuff.
I just started looking around. So, if you can't love yourself, how the hell... are you going to love somebody else?
Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
They play the RuPaul
song.
They
play a RuPaul song.
Uh-huh.
Which is one of the new ones.
And then everybody dances.
Yeah, and I feel like they don't have any music, and they just kind of have to figure it out.
It's amazing. It's a perfect show for these reasons.
But I love that they never play Supermodel. I feel like there's some sort of copyright.
I think it's because RuPaul's no longer on a label right now, and Supermodel was released in a major label, so she's not going to see any money from playing Supermodel. What's the point? Let's just play the newer stuff and try to sell the newer stuff.
Although I do love the newer stuff.
None of it's bad. None of it's bad. It's fun stuff. It's a fun song.
I have RuPaul on Twitter.
Okay. I follow her
on
Twitter.
On Facebook.
Okay.
And I always listen to her, walk down the street like, you fucking own it.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I do that.
That's right.
I do
you
it.
Have to do it. Because
RuPaul said.
RuPaul has valuable lessons in life, and
RuPaul said so.
We have to end this episode like RuPaul ends every episode, which is this statement. If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love anybody else?
How the hell are you going to love somebody
That's
else?
That's true. You got anything
and now we should dance to RuPaul's.
Jealous of your book?
Glamazon. Glamazon.
So many good songs. So many good Ru songs.
There are some.
That should be the goal for... We got to get RuPaul on the show.
Are you kidding me?
We got to get RuPaul on the show. We should try to get RuPaul on the show.
What do you mean?
We'll go to RuPaul.
Can.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, if we could do a mobile.
Yeah, do a mobile. We get RuPaul on the show. We got to talk to Ru.
Well,
by the way, this is not... None of this is a joke.
I have said that day one when you were, talking about RuPaul. I was like, why don't you get her on your show?
I'm going to. I have to get Ru on the show now. I mean, Ru is... it's so good.
How have you not gotten any of the other ones?
I interviewed Sharon Needles, but it was just for print. We're gonna hopefully do that in November. We were out of town.
She at least be like.
She was fun. She ended the episode with.
Was she wearing your contacts?
I was over the phone, sadly. She was in LA and I was in DC, and she ended the interview with "Happy Halloween, Hail Satan."
And I kept, as she should.
As she should is brilliant.
You know, he's the one who made that thing happen.
So great. Everything about the show is great. Please, please watch. Give it a shot. Just give it one
it's
shot.
It's so good. And you don't even have to have cable.
You
it's
don't.
Online.
It's on LogoTV.com. Watch the exact same ad, too. She was fun. She ended the episode with...
Was she wearing your contacts?
I was over the phone, sadly. She was in LA and I was in DC. And she ended the interview with "Happy Halloween, Hail Satan."
And I kept, as she should.
As she should is brilliant.
You know, he's the one who... made that thing happen.
So great. Everything about the show is great. Please, please watch. Give it a shot. Just give it one
it's
shot.
So good. And you don't even have to have cable.
You
it's
don't.
Online.
It's on LogoTV.com. Watch the exact same ad 2 times in a row because they can't afford to get more ads, and some of them are PSAs.
Yeah, but that show is good.
It's so good. So good. Happy for RuPaul. If you're listening to this and you've never heard of the show, but thank you so much for trying. I don't know why you would listen to this if you don't
know.
No, already.
It's